My name is Hans Haas. I'm now 80. I was born in Vienna. My father was a lawyer, and I eventually should have taken over his place. But then I came into connection at the French Riviera with an American journalist who invented the new sport of spearfishing underwater with a long harpoon, not a shooting harpoon. And this changed my whole life. I became a marine biologist. I made many expeditions, made many underwater films, and I had many adventures. And when I approaching fish underwater, I found out that fish are far more different in their reactions and actions, inborn behavior patterns, than you would think. In an aquarium, they look rather dull swimming up and down. But to approach them, I had to study their intelligence and their reactions. Only then I was able to get close enough to them to spear them with this long pole. And that gave me the idea that there would be a possibility of far better research if you transform yourself into an amphibian being, fish among fish. You must be fish among fishes to study their surroundings and their life. And then this fantastic event to see clearly underwater, which today every diver knows. So that gave me the idea of taking underwater photographs to get proofs. I went to a blacksmith here in Vienna and told him my problem, and we constructed together underwater housing, a watertight housing for a small camera. And just before the war broke out in 1939, we were able to go to the Caribbean, to Curaçao. And there we were the first to dive in coral reefs to see this wonder world. I took many photographs. We were the first to meet sharks underwater in those days. People thought what we do is suicide. They really thought. And they said, well, you can't do that. You can't go in the sea here. We said, well, we'll try. And we found out that sharks, in fact, are very shy. If you swim towards them, they hurry away. And we were very interested in the behavior of sharks. War broke out. We wanted to stay only 2 months. Instead, we couldn't go back, and so we stayed 8 months till finally, via the United States and Japan and Russia, we went back. Then, after the war, I was the first to dive in the Red Sea, 1949, and we made a film Under the Red Sea, which won the first prize at Venice for Austria at the film festivals, and which was shown all over the world and brought me the money necessary to equip a large ship, a three-masted schooner, the Zarifa. And on this ship, we subsequently, in the following 7 years, made expeditions. Well, I think diving keeps you healthy if you don't overdo it. I think all sports are good if they are not done too much. And as for myself, I feel very well, and I think I'll have another 5 or 10 years of clear mind still to come.